Here in this interview, I'm speaking with the Beefmobile Wrangler, actually one of the Beefmobile Wranglers, and that's Tracy Orsburn. And Tracy, I guess first of all, it'd be nice to get an update from you on how things stand with this program.
Well, we were required to make 250 stops this year. We're at 223 stops to date. Pretty much most of those have been since January. Both Beefmobiles have been busy on the road since January. Right now, one's in Wisconsin. I'm here in Reno at the summer conference. We've reached over 100,000 producers this year. Traveled in 36 states, made stops in 36 states, traveled in about 45.
Well, and I think it's also interesting to know how many miles go into all that kind of travel through those states.
Well, in a year and a half, I've traveled 100,000 miles. The first year, it was about 67,000.
And is that pretty much an every week process? How does that work over the course of a year?
Well, it is the fiscal year is October 1 to the end of September. We try to stay pretty busy in the fall with the fall runs, but we've been really busy January through Memorial Day weekend. It slowed down a little bit this summer. We're not gone quite as long. We've been gone a couple weeks and then back in the office working on the rest of the scheduling and getting reports and stuff done. So the summer is a little bit lighter because auction markets the runs are really small, so we don't do a lot of auction markets this summer. We do more events. Like I was at the Western Video Sale at the Silver Legacy before coming over here. We've been to farm shows, beef expos, things like that.
So for those producers who may not know really what the purpose is for the Beefmobile program, what is it you're trying to accomplish when you go out and stop and meet with producers in particular?
Well, first, they probably better explain what the Beefmobiles are. We have two vans, and they're completely covered in pictures of beef, steaks, hamburgers. They say beef, it's what's for dinner, America beef producers. There used to be a moving billboard as we travel those highways and interstates across the country. But the purpose of the Beefmobile project this year especially is to reach out to farmers and ranchers. When we go to auction market and other events, we set up a display with checkoff information. We give a 3 to 5 minute presentation highlighting the program areas and a few of the specific programs under those program areas. And then we answer questions. We're a one-on-one voice for the checkoff. We're a one-on-one person that they can visit with. If they have a question, they can ask. If they have a comment, if they have a concern about the beef checkoff, that's what we're out to reach. We have a producer survey card that we try to see what they know about the checkoff. A lot of those people aren't members of their cattlemen's associations, or they may not, their only source of information may be that auction market. So this is a way to reach out to them. Plus, we give them an opportunity if they, regardless of their opinion of the checkoff, what they'd like to see changed about it.
What kind of feedback do you get then? What kinds of questions do they ask? What do they want to know?
Well, first of all, the most frequent question we get is about the structure. It's really confusing because of how close with the merger and how close the checkoff and NCBA work together. Those that may not be members of NCBA get confused, and they think NCBA controls the checkoff. They don't understand that there's contractors and that there's, you know, how those contractors work and how requests are actually funded and how the money is dispersed. So structure questions are big questions, and just understanding the promotions and the specific projects and where their dollars are actually going.
Well, thank you very much. That's Tracy Orsburn giving us an update on the Beefmobile program that is funded by the Beef Checkoff. And from Reno, Nevada, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.